After 43, today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi. Headaches and aspirin. As previously mentioned, Mechobas HaLevavos teaches that the Baal Bitachon has a good life in this world, but his main benefit is the reward he accrues in the next world. This is a different perspective than many people have towards Bitachon. Often, we think of it as a means to an end. If I just trust in Hashem, he will do what I'm asking. A famous Arabic proverb states that a head without a headache is a head in the grave, meaning that to be alive is to have headaches. When we take aspirin to get rid of the headache, we look at aspirin as the means to an end. However, that's not an accurate way to view bitachon. It's not something we do because it works. To illustrate, a woman tries to save time and money by shopping early in the season for her children and grandchildren. But by the time the holidays roll around, the clothes no longer fit some of the children. She now has a headache to deal with. She has to hope that the stores will let her return or exchange the clothing. She asks Hashem to help her with this headache, and sure enough, it all works out. Why does she need the headache? It was meant to give her an opportunity to exercise her bitachon. That was the real goal. We call it the upside-down theory. The bitachon wasn't meant to solve her headache. Rather, the headache was meant to arouse her bitachon. The bitachon is always the goal. This is a rule in life, and there's actually a pasuk in the Torah that teaches this. Because of this, Hashem did for me when I went out of Egypt. What is the this? Rashi explains, for the matzah and marah. This is a surprising answer. Aren't the matzah and marah just symbols by which to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim? Isn't the Seder held to commemorate our redemption from slavery in Egypt? The rabbis tell us that the truth is just the opposite. Hashem took us out of Egypt to obligate us to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and marah. The bitachon we gain from this yearly reliving of our redemption is the real goal. Our bitachon is not a strategy to resolve our problems. Our problems are Hashem's strategy for strengthening our bitachon. The following marshal helps to illustrate this idea. A cardiologist is dating a young lady and he wants to marry her. He notices from the way that she breathes that she has a heart murmur, and he knows that it can be easily treated by taking a baby aspirin a day. Rather than alarm her, he comes up with an elaborate plan. He takes her on the tour of the Bayer Aspirin factory. He thinks it's a little strange, but he's a cardiologist after all. After walking through the factory all day, he's handed a free 2-pack of aspirin. He opens it up, and lo and behold, written inside, instead of Bayer aspirin, are the words, "Will you marry me? Mazel tov." The cardiologist then suggests to his future wife that she take one baby aspirin each day to remind her of how he proposed. How sweet. He does it to make her husband happy. Many years later, on her 80th birthday, he finally tells her the whole scheme, was set up just to get her to take the aspirin, to treat her heart murmur rather than to commemorate the proposal. The whole event took place just to get her to take the aspirin. Upside down. That's the role all our problems play in our life. Hashem puts us through Mitzrayim to prod us to call out, to pray, to create a connection with Him. Likewise, Hashem causes the aggravation to bring us to the bitachon. As the Chovas HaLevavos reveals, Hashem gives us these opportunities to exercise our bitachon so that we can earn the hidden reward that is waiting for us. I think that there's a beautiful idea over here in referring to this as the upside down theory. Meaning, oftentimes we see things and we think we understand. It's clear. I saw what just happened. But the truth is we don't really understand at all because there's a deeper, bigger picture that we have no clue as to what's really going on. There's a famous Gemara where one of the Amoraim goes to Shemayim and he comes back down and he's telling his peers, he says, you know, what I saw upstairs, everything was upside down. Everything that's important here is not important there, and things that seem to be not important here are extremely important upstairs. He says, "Olam hafach ra'isi," an upside down world I saw. And in truth, that upside down world is the true world, and the world we're living in is upside down. So too by bitachon. Sometimes the things are upside down. They're out of order. They're backwards from what we think. The ultimate goal is that these events occur to help us instill a higher, stronger, bigger level of bitachon, and not because the other way around.